Well, today we begin the most important week of the entire year for Christians, for us Catholics. Jesus makes his triumphal entry into Jerusalem to begin his plan to conquer sin and death and to win back our wounded and broken hearts, to win us over again. But he doesn't do it like we would expect. He is the humble ruler, the Prince of Peace. He comes to conquer through silence instead of through fear. If you had 5 days knowing that the most beloved person on this earth was going to die, I suspect that we would treat that person a little differently. I suspect we would want to spend time with them. We would want to ask them for forgiveness where we failed. And we would simply want to receive their love in return. And so the wonderful good news about this time of Holy Week is that we know when Jesus is going to die. We know how the story ends. And so the invitation for all of us is that if we haven't done it before, what a great opportunity again to spend this time with Jesus, especially on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. To spend time with Jesus in adoration, especially late at night on Holy Thursday. What a wonderful gift it is that we get to allow Jesus to reveal his salvation for us once again. And we're not there yet, so we still have time. So no matter how your Lent went, you still have time to allow Jesus to show himself to you in a brand new way. Because after all that he wants to show you is that he literally loves you to death.